From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Tens of thousands of people marched in demonstrations across the United States Saturday to protest President Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. AP's Julie Walker reports.
John Legend performs at the L.A. rally, telling the crowd he brought his family with him and wants people to understand how important not just family is, but also doing something for others. In New York, Kerry Washington, whose grandparents were slaves and immigrants, says the fight against the Trump administration's policies is very important to her.
It's not enough to just end family separation. We have to end family detention, and we have to reunite these families.
In the nation's capital, Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda sang a lullaby dedicated to parents who were separated from their children.
When you came into the world, you cried, and it broke my heart.
I'm Julie Walker.
A monitoring group says satellite images show rapid improvements have been made in recent months at one of North Korea's nuclear research sites. This comes from a report by the group 38 North, which monitors military, economic, social, and other developments in North Korea. Meanwhile, the Trump administration says it does have a plan for denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. AP's Ben Thomas.
President Trump's national security advisor says the U.S. has a plan that would lead to the dismantling of North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs within a year. John Bolton tells CBS's Face the Nation that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will discuss it with North Korea in the near future.
It's to North Korea's advantage to see these programs dismantled very quickly, because then the elimination of sanctions, aid by South Korea and Japan and others, can all begin to flow.
Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.